This is the answer to the question, what poem do you wish you'd written and why? I wish I'd written One Art by Elizabeth Bishop. I first encountered Elizabeth Bishop in a poetry class with Anthony Walton, the resident poet at Bowdoin College as an undergrad. Over time, I've really relished Elizabeth Bishop's work. I particularly love Questions of Travel, but I also love Geography 3, in which One Art is published, and it's a book in which One Art is published under. And I'm just going to read it real quick. One Art. The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, accept the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Faces, names, and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last or next to last of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones and vaster. Some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master. Though it may look like, write it like disaster. So when you get to that last line, the write it like disaster, you realize it's kind of like an ironic voice. Like all of these things that I'm trying to say that I lost isn't really hard to master, but is it hard to master losing you, losing that joking voice, that gesture I love? Is that not disaster? And I always spend my time looking at Elizabeth Bishop's work and thinking, oh yeah, she has that tone of voice that makes you think that, oh, it's nothing. Oh, it's just, an ordinary day. It's just like in A Miracle for Breakfast. It's just an ordinary day. And then you realize in these ordinary days, these days that make us human, that's where the moments lie. Because a poem does not come from these grand gestures. It can, but like most of the time, it's just a moment in our everyday, in our long, boring days. We have a moment, and I think that's where the poem lies. And that's why I love it.